亲爱的天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come together before you to give thanks and glory to you.
主是在感谢主，你在七日中，你就分别在这一日来，让我们弟兄姐妹、你的儿女一同来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you that among the 7 days, you separate the 1 day so that your children can be here to worship you.
主，我就求主你，让我们每个弟兄姐妹能够用心灵诚实来敬拜你。
We ask you help every brother and sisters to worship you in truth and spirit.
让我们一心寻求你的旨意，寻求明白你的真理。
So that we can wholeheartedly to seek your will and your truth.
我们现在祷告，我们在祷告祈求，耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天的信息呢，是从马可福音12:13-17.
Today's scripture, the message from the scripture is from Mark 12:13-17.
那我们知道呢，从使徒时代到现在，我们知道教会已经有2000多年的历史。
We know from the apostles' era to now, up to now, church already have over 2,000 years history.
那么在这期间呢，教会中一直在讨论关于基督怎样处理。教会中一直我们知道许多人讨论一个问题，怎么样处理基督徒与教会和还有就是政府的关系。
We know that during this time that the church often trying to figure out what is the relationship between church and the state.
那么这些问题的其中之一就是说，作为基督徒，我们是否应当顺服地上政府的法律？
And one of the questions we struggle is as a Christian, do we need to obey the law from the government?
那么如果我们生活在一个民主的国家，而且政府呢的法律和我们的政策都和我们想法一致。
If we live in a democratic country that if the government have the same mind as us,
那么这个问题呢似乎好回答一些。
And it probably will be easy.
那如果我们生活在一个独裁的或者一个专制政府的国家，
If we live in a country that is it's not that you know so democratic, then how are we gonna deal with the relationship between us and the state?
或者即使我们生活在一个民主国家，
or even we live in a democratic country.
那么如果政府的法律背离圣经的教导，
if the law from the government is against the law of God,
那么我们应该如何来对待？
And how are we going to deal with it?
那么在今天的信息中，
And during today's sermon,
那么通过主耶稣呢与法利赛人还有西律党人的争论，
And through the discussions between Jesus and the Pharisees and the Herodians that we know this,
我们可以明白，
We can understand,
就是基督徒既要做守法的公民，更要做讨神喜悦的神的子民。
As being Christians, that we need to obey the law from the country, and also we need to obey the law of God.
那我们想从三个方面来跟大家分享。
And we will illustrate this through the following category.
那么一个就是基督的仇敌，他们联合起来抵挡住。
And the first is that God's enemy that they gather together to resist God.
那么仇敌呢为基督呢他设陷阱。
And the enemies that they set trap for Christ.
而基督呢再次以他的智慧胜了仇敌。
And Christ defeated his enemies with his own wisdom.
我们先看第一节，就是基督的仇敌联合起来抵挡主。
Let us look first at how God's enemies they gather together to against God.
那么通过上两次的信息中，
through the previous two messages,
那我们知道呢，祭司长老和文士，那么这些犹太教的领袖，他们用诡诈来质问主耶稣，他的权柄是从哪里来的？
We know that the elders and the Pharisees and they gather together and ask Jesus where his authority coming from.
那么主耶稣呢是用他的智慧的言语来回绝了他们。
And Jesus refuted them with his wisdom words.
并且用园户和葡萄园的比喻来揭露了他们凶残和贪婪的本质。
And he used the parables of the tenants between the tenants and his farmers that to illustrate how the tenants treated the farmers.
以及他们如果不他们不悔改将受到的审判。
And told them the final result if they do not repent they will be punished.
那么他们本想捉拿主耶稣，但是因为害怕百姓，那么就离开了。
They intended to seize Jesus, but because they are afraid of the crowd, so they went away.
那这些基督的仇敌，他们并不甘心。
But those enemies that they did not give up easily.
他们继续想出更多的这些计谋阴谋来陷害主。
They plotted more to try to set up trap for Jesus.
那么第十三节这里告诉我们说，后来他们打发几个法利赛人和几个西律党的人到耶稣那里，要就着他的话陷害他。
Verse 13 tells us later they sent some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his own words.
也就是说，这些犹太人的领袖呢，他们第一次准备陷害主耶稣，他们失败了。
That is say that those Jewish leaders the first time they tried to set up Jesus then they failed.
于是他们继续策划新的阴谋。
So they plotted a new scheme trying to test Jesus.
那么他们打发几个法利赛人和西律党的人，想诱惑主耶稣来进一步呢陷害他。
So they send some Pharisees and Herodians trying to catch him, catch Jesus in his own words.
那么他们的阴谋就是想让主耶稣讲一些话，能够让这个普通的犹太这个会众能够和罗马统治者能够听了跟他能够敌对。
So their plot is they trying to catch Jesus in his own words to speak something so that those Roman soldiers and the crowd they will start against Jesus.
那么想借着这些人的手来除灭主耶稣。
So they want to use them to get rid of Jesus.
那么这里我们看到了有两种人，法利赛人和西律党人。
So we see two categories of the people, that Pharisees and Herodians.
那么法利赛人呢，是属于犹太人中的，可以说是保守派。
So the Pharisees are the more conservative party of the Jews.
他们在犹太人中呢，占有大多数。
And they took the majority of the Jews.
所以他们只是呢，机械苛刻的来守律法，还有古人给他们留下来的那些这个传统的礼仪。
So they are like very strict to their own Jewish law and keep the old Jewish law for them.
那么他们不服罗马帝国的统治，想让犹太人主张犹太人呢独立。
And they do not want to be obedient to the rulers of the Rome.
那么西律党人呢，他是属于犹太人中的少数派，或者我们可以说是在宗教里面叫自由派。
And the Herodians, they are the minority and the party that who wants to do their own.
那么他们轻视神的律法，他们拥护这个西律王来效忠罗马政府。
They look down on the laws, the Jewish law, and they're faithful to the King Herod.
所以也就是拥护这个西律王呢，做罗马政府的傀儡。
They want the King Herod to be the king that rules them.
那么这两派人呢，本来他们常常为敌，是彼此对立的。
So those two parties that they usually fight against each other.
那么然而自从主耶稣开始他的事工以来，
But after Jesus started his ministry,
他们就联合起来抵挡主耶稣，来想谋害他。
They united together trying to against Jesus.
我们还记得在主耶稣事工的初期。
We know during the beginning time of Jesus' ministry.
那么当主耶稣呢在安息日呢在会堂里让一个一只手枯干的人的手复原的时候。
We know that during the Sabbath day that Jesus recovered a shriveled hand from a man.
那么这些法利赛人看到就与西律党人联合起来想谋害他。
So those Pharisees and Herodians that they gathered together to against Jesus.
那么在马可福音三章六节这样讲，他说法利赛人出去同西律党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
So in Mark chapter 3 verse 6 said, Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus.
那么现在呢，我们又看到这些人呢，是犹太领袖的指派，他们再次联合起来，来这里想陷害主耶稣。
So now we see that the Pharisees and the Herodians that they are doing according to the those Jewish people that trying to against the Jesus.
我们就看这些基督的仇敌是怎么样来想陷害主的。
Then let us see how those enemies that they trying to set trap for Jesus.
那么这就是我们今天要讲第二点，就是仇敌为基督他们设了一个陷阱。
So the second point is that those enemies they set a trap for Christ.
那么这是在第十四节到第十五节的前半部分。
And it's from verse 14 to 15.
我们先把这两节经文看一下。那么第十四节，他们来了，就对他说：“夫子，我们知道你是诚实的，什么人你都不凶情面，因为你不看人的外貌，乃是诚诚实实传神的道。那遂传神的道。”我们就先读到这。
They came to him and said, Teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by men, because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth.
我们讲吧，纳税比凯撒可以不可以？我们该不该纳？
Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we?
那么这些人呢，其实对主耶稣所讲的话都是一些谄媚的话。
So those people said that they speak to Jesus in the like the way that trying to please Jesus.
那么听起来很好听，充满了对主耶稣的这些赞美。
It sounds good and it looks like it's praising Jesus.
但是我们知道，他们表面是赞美，内心却是诡诈。
But we know from outward they're trying to praise, but in their heart they're full of evil.
他们想用花言巧语来设陷阱。
They want to use those catching words that trying to set up trap for Jesus.
那么他们假装了有个问题需要请教主耶稣。
And they ask a question, pretend to ask a question for Jesus' opinion.
好像他们不知道怎么来办才好。
It seems like they do not know what to do.
那么好像他们是在告诉主耶稣，不论他怎么说，他们都愿意去遵行。
It seems like that they are trying to tell Jesus, no matter what you commanded us, we want to obey you.
其实这两种人呢，他们本来是不尊重主耶稣的。
But actually, in their heart, they are disrespect Jesus.
然而他们却装作敬重他，称他为夫子。
But they pretend they respect Jesus and call him rabbi.
他们也不听主耶稣的教训，也而且告诉他你是诚实的，什么人你都不凶情面啊，因为你不看人的外貌，只是诚诚实实传神的道。
They call Jesus and they said that he is a man of integrity and unswayed by man.And pay no attention to who they are, but teach the way of God.
那么这些针对主耶稣的话本身，其实都是我们知道是真实的。
Actually, these words are truthfully speaking Jesus.
然而呢，他们并不是出于诚实讲这些话。
But their heart, the motivation of their heart, is not honesty.
其实这些我们也知道，许多有很许多内心骄傲、顽强、顽固、刚硬的人了，常常是表现为似乎是很虚心、很受教。
And we know that people sometimes that they, from the outward, they seems they are seeking knowledge, but in their own heart, ignorant and pride, and full of themselves.
啊，内心总是自以为是。
And they are self-righteous.
所以他们以为讲完这些恭维的话呢，就可以博得主耶稣的好感。
they thought that after they speak those falsely words that praise Jesus, then it will please Jesus.
那么他就会毫不犹豫的来帮助他们回答这些问题。
So that Jesus will answer the question to them.
而只要主耶稣直接回答这些问题。
But if Jesus directly answered their question,
那么他们的阴谋就会得逞。
And they will succeed in their plot.
那么因为这两个问题呢，只有两个答案。
Because there's only two answers for this question.
那么要么就肯定，要么就否定。
Either yes or no.
所以不管主耶稣选择什么，他们都会拿到陷害主耶稣的把柄。
No matter which answer Jesus gave, then they will catch Jesus in his own words.
那么他们向主耶稣提出两个问题。
And they ask two questions.
那么第一个问题就是给纳税给凯撒可以不可以？
So first is should they pay or shouldn't pay tax to Caesar?
那他的意思就是说，凯撒作为君王，对他所治理的地区征收税是不是合法的？
So their question is, the real question is, Caesar as a king on earth, he collect the tax, is right or wrong?
那么第二个问题他问的是，我们该纳不该纳？
And the second question is, should we pay him or not?
他的意思就是，针对凯撒征税是否合法，我们需不需要向他交税？
So the real question is it lawful for Caesar to collect a tax? Should we pay this tax to him?
这两个问题的答案呢，必须是一致的。
And these two questions must have united one answer.
要么都是肯定的回答，是，也就是说凯撒征税是合法的，你们需要向凯撒交税。
Either is yes, so Caesar has the right to collect tax. You should all pay tax to him.
要么都是否定的。
Or all no.
也就是说，凯撒征税是不合法的，我们不能向他交税。
So Caesar's collecting tax is unlawful. You shouldn't pay tax to him.
所以他们认为呢，这两个问题一定会把主耶稣置于一个两难的境地。
So they think these two questions will set Jesus into dilemma.
不管他怎么回答，都会掉入他们这个陷阱。
No matter how he answers this, he will fall into his own trap.
那么，如果主耶稣肯定回答，也就是公开宣告罗马政府征税是合法的。
If Jesus publicly claimed that Caesar it is lawful for Caesar to collect the tax.
而且犹太人应当向罗马政府交税。
And the Jews should pay tax to the Roman government.
那么这样呢，他就会得罪最大的一部分犹太人。
This way that Jesus will make the Jews, the majority of the Jews unhappy.
那么他们就会站立，主耶稣站在一个对立面来反对他。
They will stand against Jesus to against him.
那么如果主耶稣回答是否定的。
If Jesus said no,
也就是说，罗马政府征税是不合法的，犹太人不应该向罗马政府交税。
It is unlawful for the Romans to collect tax. The Jews shouldn't pay tax to them.
那么这样也就等于他支持犹太人独立。
And this way that indicates Jesus support the independence of the Jews.
那么罗马政府呢，就会认为他在煽动叛乱。
And the Roman soldier, the Roman government will think Jesus is trying to start a riot.
那么他们肯定会派军队来抓捕耶稣。
And they will send the troops to seize Jesus.
那么这些基督的仇敌认为，不管主耶稣的回答是肯定还是否定。
So the enemies of Jesus think, no matter if it's a yes or no from Jesus.
那么他们都会拿到陷害主耶稣的把柄。
They will all set Jesus in a very bad situation.
那么这样的话就达到了他们的目的。
This will serve their purpose.
我们可以想象，当这个法利赛人还有这个希律党问完主耶稣这两个问题的时候。
We can imagine after the Pharisees and the Herodians asked such a question.
因为在场有很多人，他们一定会睁大眼睛，屏住呼吸来看主耶稣怎么才回答这两个问题。
So all the crowd that around them that they will have their eyes wide open to wait for Jesus to answer the question.
因为对常人来说，这两个问题实在是没办法来回答。
as for a normal person, that it's hard to answer questions like that.
我们下面就看主耶稣怎么来回答这些问题。
Let's see how Jesus answers them.
那么我们就是第三点，就是基督再次呢以他的智慧来胜过仇敌。
And that's the third point, that Jesus, with his own wisdom, that he overcomes his enemies.
我们先看第四，这是在十五节后半部分到最后十七节。
This is from verse 15 to 17.
我们先看十五节后半部分，他这儿说，耶稣知道他们的假意，就对他们说，你们为什么试探我？拿一个钱币给我看。
So, but Jesus knew the hypocrisy. Why are you trying to trap me? He asked. Bring me a denarius and let me look at it.
那么这里告诉我们，主耶稣早已看到他们的诡诈和他们的假冒伪善的内心。
Here we can see that Jesus know their heart and know that they are trying to be trap him.
而且同样的这个事件呢，他在马太福音二十二章十八节也有记载。
And this is same thing recorded in Matthew chapter 22.
那么这里呢，告诉我们说，耶稣看出他们的恶意，就说假冒伪善的人呐，为什么试探我呢？
Verse 18. But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me?"
那么这里面的这个试探这个词呢，其实和主耶稣在旷野受魔鬼的试探的时候用的是完全同一个词。
And here the test Jesus is the same word that used when Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness.
那么这里我们看到撒旦呢，在旷野阻挡和毁坏，想阻挡毁坏主耶稣的事工。
We know that in the wilderness, the devil trying to tempt and trap Jesus and destroy his ministry.
这些基督的仇敌呢，又想在圣殿来破坏主的事工。
And here in God's temple, that the enemies of Jesus that trying to destroy Jesus.
而撒旦他在旷野试探主耶稣，完全失败了。
Satan failed in the wilderness when he tried to test Jesus.
但是他的这些跟随者还是不甘心，想继续来破坏主耶稣的事工。
But his followers didn't give up. They continued to trying to trap Jesus.
那么这里的一个钱币呢？我们看到他主耶稣要他们一个钱币。那么这里面一个银钱，它是当时一个人平均一天的工资。
And here the coin that Jesus used at that time is equivalent to a person's one day salary.
那么是当时呢罗马帝国发行的一种硬币。
And it is the coin that is used for the Roman Empire.
那么上面有凯撒皇帝的头像和他的印章，也就是这里面所说的号。
And it has both the portrait and the inscription from Caesar.
那么主耶稣之所以让他们从自己的身上拿一枚银钱给他看。
So Jesus here asked them to bring their own coin to show to him.
他并不是说是表示说主耶稣自己没有这个银钱，或者说主耶稣从来没见过这个银钱。
Doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't have a coin or he never saw a coin before.
好像他不知道上面是什么样子。
Or he does not even know what's on the coin.
主耶稣之所以让他们做这件事情，是为了在所有的这些众人的面前，就是让这些犹太人更加注意他下面要讲的教训，他要讲的他的这些宣告。
So the reason Jesus do that is that in front of the whole crowd, he wants to draw people's attention that to know what he will do next.
那我们下面看十六十七节，他这儿讲就是，他们就拿了来。耶稣说：“这像和这号是谁的？”他们说：“是凯撒的。”耶稣说：“凯撒的物当归给凯撒，神的物当归给神。”他们就很稀奇他。
Verse 16 to 17, they brought the coin, and he asked them, "Whose portrait is this, and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then Jesus said to them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar."
那么这里我们看到，当主耶稣拿到这个银钱的时候呢，他问法利赛人和犹太和这个希律党人。
So after Jesus took the coin and he asked them a question.
那么上面的这个像还号是谁的？
And he asked whose portrait and the inscription on there.
那么这些人呢，亲口的回答说是凯撒。
And they replied, "It's Caesar's."
所以主耶稣最后说，那么凯撒的物就当归给凯撒，神的物当归给神。
And Jesus answered them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God."
主耶稣在这里虽然没有直接用是或者不是来直接回答他们的问题。
So Jesus here didn't use yes or no to directly answer their question.
但是却既避开了这些仇敌的陷阱，也给出了他们问题的答案。
But his answer avoided the trap that those people set for him, and also answered their question clearly.
那么通过这些，通过主耶稣与这些他的仇敌的这个对话
，and from the conversation,
那我们再次见证了主耶稣基督他超越的智慧。
Once again, testified the sublimity of the Jesus' wisdom.
我们也同时见证了这些基督的仇敌的邪恶。
And also that we see the evil from his enemies.
那么主耶稣的宣告了，首先肯定了人类社会中政府征税的合法性。
So Jesus' answer first tells us that it is lawful for the government to collect tax.
那么它之所以合法，是因为政府是神所命定的。
The reason it is lawful because all the government authority are from God.
那比方就像罗马书13:1所说，他说在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命定的。
It's from Rome, chapter 13, verse 1. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authority, for there is no authority except that which God established.
所以呢，如果我们在日常生活中使用一个政府制造和发行的货币，
So during our daily life, if we use a coin that is published by the government.
那么这个政府就有权利向我们征税。
So the government has the authority to collect tax from his people.
我们也有义务从这个政府的服从这个政府的各项的法律。
And we also have the duty to obey the government authority.
当然，包括这个政府向这个政府交他们所规定的税。
And include that paying tax for the government.
那么主耶稣这里同时也宣告。
And here Jesus also proclaimed.
既然银钱上有凯撒的号和像和号，它就属于凯撒，它就应当归给凯撒。
And there's a portrait and the inscription of Caesar on the coin. So Caesar has the right to collect the tax.
那么就像我们现在知道，有一个公司生产的产品。
So if a company produces a product.
那么因为上面有这个公司的。这是一个名牌、品牌和商标。
If there's the company's logo,
那么它就是属于这家公司的。
And that product is belong to this company.
那么如果我们承认我们是按神的形象被神造的。
So if we admit that we are created in God's image,
也就是说有神的形象在我们的身上。
So we have the image of God on us.
我们就有义务来守神的律法。
So we have the duty to obey God's law.
就把应该把自己全部献给神。
So we need to give ourselves as a sacrifice to God.
因为我们承认我们身上有神的形象。
Because we admit that we have the image of God on us.
所以我们就是属于神的。
We belong to God.
再者，作为基督徒，
as a Christian.
那么神不但按他的形象造了我们。
Not only he created us in his own image.
他也救赎了我们，赐给我们救恩。
He also saved us and gave us the salvation.
那我们对政府有责任和义务。
We also have the responsibility and the duty towards the government.
那我们对神有更大的责任和义务。
And but we have a higher duty and responsibility towards God.
所以我们的生命的中心就是荣耀神。
So the center of our life is to glorify God.
讨他的喜悦。
please him.
那么这在哥林多前书呢五十章三十一节就是这样告诉我们，就所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
So just like it's described in the First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
那么前面我们通过分享呢，主耶稣与法利赛人和西律党人的争论，犹太人是不是需要向罗马政府纳税？
So before we covered the discussion between the crowd, the people, and Jesus, that if the Jews should pay tax to,
我们看到这些基督仇敌的凶恶和他们的假冒伪善。
We see the evilness of Jesus' enemies.
那么他们表面上呢是想恳求主耶稣来帮助他们。
And on the outward, they seem trying to seek Jesus for his help.
实际是在设阴谋想陷害基督。
But actually, they are trying to set a trap to test Jesus.
他们目的呢，就是想破坏主耶稣他的事工。
The purpose is to destroy Jesus' ministry.
而主耶稣呢，再一次用他超越的智慧来胜了这些仇敌。
And once again, Jesus defeated them with his supreme wisdom.
他不但避开他们的陷害，也向在场的人宣告。
Not only they avoid the persecution, he also proclaimed.
犹太人应当向罗马政府纳交税。
And the Jews should pay tax to the Roman government.
同时也应该把自己献给神。
And also they should give themselves as a sacrifice to God.
其实这里面也是在教导我们。
And here it also teaches us.
作为基督徒，我们既要做守法的公民，更要做讨神喜悦的神的儿女。
As Christians, we should be law-abiding citizens, and also we should be God's people pleasing Him.
也就是说，对基督徒来说，神的教导是最高的学位。
So being a Christian, that God's word and His teaching has the higher authority.
而当政府的法律跟圣经相悖时，
when the law from the government is contradicted with the law of God,
我们就当遵行圣经的教导。
We need to obey God's word.
这也就是我们今天我们的一些基本应用的之一。
This is some very practical application in our daily life.
也就是基督徒不服从政府的唯一前提就是。
So the only excuse that the Christian that do not obey government's law.
当政府禁止我们做圣经命令我们去做的事。
When the government commanded us to do certain things that against the Bible's teaching.
或当政府命令我们去做圣经禁止的事。
Or the government orders us to do things that the Bible forbidden.
那么这些事情其实我们日常生活中面对的很多很多。
So there's quite a bit of examples in our daily life.
那我们现在举一例，就是说即使政府承认同性恋婚姻。
For example, even though the government admits homosexual marriage,
我们当知道这是违背圣经的教导。
We know this is against the Bible teaching.
是不讨神喜悦的。
It's not pleasing God.
因为神通过造亚当和夏娃立了世界上婚姻的模式。
Because through the creation of Adam and Eve, God already set up a model for marriage.
就是一男一女的婚姻。
It's one man and one woman.
那么任何时候，当政府的法律与圣经的教导冲突时，
and anytime when government's law is against the Bible's teaching,
我们应当遵循这样一个原则。
We need to obey this principle.
那么就像彼得和众使徒他们所说的一样，就说在这个使徒行传五章二十九节告诉我们的，就是顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
Just like Apostle Peter and John, at their time they replied, "Judge for yourself whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God."
那我们下面我们第二点我们需要注意的就是，我们可能常常很小心谨慎的服从政府的法律和政策。
And another thing we're trying to be careful is we oftentimes very careful to obey the law of the world.
但我们常常不在意 把属于神的归给神。
And we ignore that we should give God that belongs to Him.
我们往往认为我们所有的都是自己的。
We thought that everything we have it belongs to us.
其实我们的生命都属于他，还有什么不属于神呢？
But our life even belongs to God. What else that not belong to God?
那么其实教会就是属于神的葡萄园。
So church is like a vineyard of God.
我们每一个肢体就是这里面的葡萄树。
And every member here is a branch of this vineyard.
啊，神就是我们的园主。
And God is the gardener.
我们的心灵、情感、生命都属于我们的园主。
Our heart, our soul, and our life all belong to this gardener.
他在等候每一棵葡萄树结出更多的果子。
And He is waiting for every vine to bear fruit.
那我们今天需要学到的第三点就是，我们不可以试探地上的法律，也不可试探神。
The third point that we need to learn is that we shouldn't test the law of this world, and also even more we can test God's law.
可能有人这样想，我也做过一些地上的法规不允许做的事情。
Some people might think that I already did something against the law of this world.
我也做过一些神不喜悦的事情。
I also did something that God forbid.
但是到现在我还平安无事。
But up until now, I'm still fine and sound.
但这不能说明我们做这些事情就是对的，就是神允许的。
But that doesn't mean that the things that we did is pleasing God.
这是神对我们的怜悯。
That is mercy from God.
他是让我们去盼望我们去认罪悔改。
And He's waiting for us to confess our sin and repent.
我们不可以硬在颈下继续在做这些不符合政策法规、不符合神所教导我们的事情。
We cannot hold our sticky neck and continue to sin against God.
那么神盼望我们的是把属于他的全部归给他。
And God expects that we should have a heart that everything should belong to Him and give to Him.
让我们不但做一个合法的公民，也更要做一个讨他喜悦的他的子民。
Not only we should be a law-abiding abiding citizen, we also need to be a Christian that please God.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们实在是感谢你，透过你的话语来教导我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we truly thank you through your word to teach us.
主，你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your words are the lamp to our feet and the light to our path.
主，只有你的话语才能教导我们什么是对的，什么是错的。
Only your words truly defines what is right and wrong.
主，你赐我们每个人一颗渴慕你话语的心。
And Lord, we ask you to give everyone a heart that obeys you.
愿意听道而且去行道的心。
Not only we listening to your word, also we want to do according to your words.
让我们做讨你喜悦的，做你的儿女。
And so let us be a children that only want to please you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We praise and pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
我们为要流传到美好的信息感谢神。
We thank God for the wonderful message from our minister Liu.
请大家起立啊，一起唱诗，唱回应诗歌312首。我现在归属他。
Please all rise. We will sing hymn 312. Now I belong to Jesus.